It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A surprise resignation at City Hall. Chief Counsel Lisa Zornberg is leaving. The announcement was made in a statement just before 11 o'clock last night. This comes days after NYPD Commissioner Edward Caban was pushed out and against a backdrop of federal raids at several top administration officials' homes. In a brief statement, Zornberg said she was deeply grateful for the opportunity to serve, adding that she strongly supports the work Adams has done and continues to do for New Yorkers. She did not make any other immediate comment. On social media, Mayor Adams thanked Zornberg for her 13 months of service to the city and his administration, adding that he expects to fill the post in the coming days. More bloodshed in the Bronx. A double shooting last night left one man dead just a day after three Friday night shootings. In the latest incident, the gunfire happened just after 9:30 p.m. at Sheridan Avenue and McClellan Street in the concourse section. 31-year-old Saku Saho was hit several times in the torso. He died at the hospital. A 49-year-old man was grazed in the stomach, now said to be in stable condition. This latest violence sparked a community rally against bloodshed.
One shot, too many. One shot, too many.
And this man told Channel 7,
some community members are scared to come outside because of the shootings. Others, unfortunately, think it's a norm, and that's what we're here to do, try to change that norm. It's not normal to hear shots.
Police are investigating and looking for suspects in this latest shooting. A court date and more details on the teenager charged in that deadly wrong-way crash on the Henry Hudson Parkway. They say he ran all the way to the Canadian border in his bloody clothes from the scene. 17-year-old Jimmy Connors arraigned on vehicular manslaughter and other charges yesterday in the deaths of Kurt Walker Jr. and Robert McLaurin. Walker was supposed to be married the next day. The Daily News says the boy showed up at the border a day after the August 24th crash, covered in blood, cuts, and bruises. Federal agents detained him, and he was turned over to the NYPD on Friday. Connors held without bail. His lawyer says the evidence against him is weak and says he will be exonerated. A crash in Queens last night left a 58-year-old man fighting for his life. This happened just after 9:15. Police say the man was hit by a Mercedes at the intersection of Jamaica Avenue and 213th Street. He's said to have suffered head and body trauma, taken to the hospital in critical condition. 40-year-old driver stayed on the scene. Police say the investigation is ongoing. A New Jersey man's being held on a slew of drug and weapons charges, accused of selling guns and so-called pink cocaine across Manhattan. Federal prosecutors say Rodrigo Zapata was taken in last Thursday after a long-term undercover investigation. He's charged with possession and sale and incidents from the Village to Harlem and more. Prosecutors say he met with an undercover officer on 9 occasions, selling 8 guns and over a pound of regular and so-called pink cocaine, a substance laced with ketamine and MDMA. He was arraigned and held on $250,000 cash or $750,000 bond. The U.S. Navy now has a Jersey Girl. That is the nickname of the new USS New Jersey, but don't take it as an old-school sexist comment. The Jersey is the first submarine designed for a fully integrated gender-neutral environment with men and women serving together. And the fast-attack nuclear sub also has a New Jersey theme. Walls are decorated in Rutgers, Devils, Bon Jovi, and other memorabilia. They're even thinking of turning the cafeteria into a Jersey diner. The film festival in Queens today is not about watching movies, but making them. New York on Location allows people to go inside working movies and trucks at the Museum of the Moving Image. Museum Executive Director Aziz Hisham tells 1010 Winds.
I think it's really valuable to see how movies are made and to recognize that what we call movie magic is actually not magic. It's just hard work. It's just really clever work and really clever engineering.
The event runs noon to 4 at the Kauffman Astoria Studios backlot.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.